shift, prices jump, toilet paper disappears from supermarket shelves. It can be manipulated for profit too. That's what this book is about. Not economics as a theory, economics as a trap we're all falling into 100 times a week. Sure, you're familiar with things like subscriptions, loyalty programs, and buy now, pay later. But have you ever stopped and thought, do I recognize this thing anymore? It's worth doing because it usually leads to the best consumer question of all. How is this thing getting me? The answers, unfortunately, are both fascinating and infuriating. This book is about how everyday systems, from toll roads to gift cards, have quietly evolved into much sharper tools that separate us from our money. Some do it with fine print, some with friendly interfaces, some with psychological manipulation, but they all do it. And let's be honest, this stuff is exhausting. Hey, go and review your insurance premium and your variable mortgage interest rate. A sentence like that hits you in the face like a pie. I hate saying it. It ruins your day. So we all do this thing, this lovely, necessary daily thing, where we stick our fingers in our ears so we can cope. But the problem is, it's getting worse. Ignoring the way businesses separate you from your money is getting more expensive. What happened? Have you messed up? No, you haven't. Two things broke the system: inflation and commerce. Inflation blew a hole in our mental pricing radar. Nobody really knows what stuff is supposed to cost anymore. $7 coffee? Sure, I suppose. I don't want to make a scene, but that seems like a lot. $650 a month for health insurance? I guess that's just the price of not dying now. $3.50 for a tomato? Okay, I'll take half. Meanwhile, plenty of businesses saw costs going up and did what plenty of businesses do. They passed them on, and then found a dozen new ways to pass them on again. Because if there's one universal business law, it's this: they think about you a lot more than you think about them. There are entire teams whose job it is to figure out how to get you to pay more and feel okay about it. Marketing, strategy, customer experience, conversion funnels, journey mapping, frictionless interfaces, all of it designed to turn your day into billable moments. So, is this book just a long rant about ripoffs? Yes, kind of. But an entertaining one. I've been a journalist for years, and that means seeing how the sausage gets made, which can be gross. But an important disclaimer: I don't hate business, and you shouldn't either. Hate bullshit instead. Profit is not evil. Making money is good. But the way some companies do it, and some of the tactics that are becoming standard, that deserves a little sunlight. This isn't a self-help book. It might not save you $1,000 or help you hack the system, but it might make you a bit more skeptical, a bit more alert, a bit more inclined to say, hang on, what's going on here? I don't like that. I don't have all the answers, but here's what I think. When you feel pressured, you can always pause. When you feel trapped, there's usually a better deal. When you feel wronged, you can complain loudly, ideally in writing to agencies that listen and have powers to investigate and litigate if necessary. Because while customers aren't always right, they do have rights. And look, yes, I'm selling you a book about how people try to sell you things, but at least I'm telling you that's what I'm doing. I promise not to sign you up for a subscription. Also, sign up for my subscription newsletter, coming soon. Subscriptions. I'd like to take you to a boardroom. Manager, so you've been doing really well making stuff people used to buy once into subscriptions. Confident employee, cheers. Manager, you've done it with TV, dating apps, video games, food that you cook yourself at home, security cameras, exercising at home, kids' colouring books. I could go on. Confident employee, yes. Manager, yeah, so we're running out of things to make into subscriptions. And that's okay. We can't keep doing this forever. Confident employee, I've got more. Manager, like what? Confident employee, your own car. Manager, what? Confident employee, your car's onboard computer will only update if you pay a subscription, and maybe the seat heaters won't work or something. Manager, okay, we'll do cars. Confident employee, yes.